How you doing?
We've got all the media here. You want to say anything to them before we take some questions, Dexter?
Well, I'm just happy to be about to be in Kansas City, and I'm willing to answer any questions that you have, and it's a blessing right now. So go ahead and shoot and fire away.
What position do you expect to play? What role do you think you'll play in this offense?
What role? You know, my role, I think, will be whatever Coach Haley wants me to be. You know, if he wants me to be slot receiver, wants me to be running back, or return punch, if he got return, that's where I'll be. So it's up to the big guy.
Have you done much in the way of returning in college?
Not much. You know, early in my career, in 2006, I did, up until, you know, some things happened. But, you know, everything's good, and I do it every day. I work hard at it every day, and it's not going to be a problem at all.
Why didn't you do more of it in college?
Well, Coach Houstonette came in, and he wanted to keep me fresh, you know, keep me fresh for the offense because he felt that I was a key asset to the offense, so he wanted me to keep me healthy and fresh.
You played a lot of wide receiver your first couple of years. The Chiefs are now putting you at wide receiver. How do you think you'll translate to a wide receiver in the NFL?
Oh, I think it'll be easy. You know, I have a running back background coming out of high school all my life. Came into Ole Miss, played some slot receiver, outside some, and it kind of helped me out in my game. It made me more versatile, so I don't think the transition will be that hard. It's just the will to want to do it and the will to get better.
What do you think you do best?
What do I think I do best? You know, it's hard to say because when I'm at receiver, I don't miss a beat. When I'm at running back, I don't miss a beat. I'm still the same guy wherever it is. So I would just say wherever he puts me.
Do you like returning kicks?
What's that?
Do you like returning kicks?
I really do. I love it. You know, every time you know, a team would talk to me, I would tell them I love it. Kansas City had me work out and catch some punts for them, and I think I did a great job. And I know they're going to get me, I'll be okay.
How would you consider yourself to be a route runner at this point in your career?
A route runner. I think I'm a great route runner. You know, it's always room for improvement. That's what we have coaches for, and Coach Haley is very demanding with his players. So I know. With him and the coaching around me and my will to want to get better and my will to want to make sure I run that crisp route, you know, it's going to go up from there.
Dexter, have you heard of Dante Hall? Remember anything about him? And are you prepared? Kansas City fans are going to compare you to Dante Hall.
Yes, I do remember Dante Hall. I watched a lot of cut-ups on him returning some kicks, man, and he did some amazing, amazing things, you know. So I try to mimic myself around a lot of the guys that's having success in the league and just want to go out there and learn from everybody. So I heard a lot about him, and hopefully I'll be talked about like he was.
Have you talked with the Chiefs at all? Have you had any contact before today?
I have before. Like I said, you know, they came down, they put me through a fiber workout, and I wanted to make sure I made a lasting impression on them. And with my character and my on-the-field, I think that's pretty much still the deal, and I hope that they don't regret anything.
How much did they talk to you about your character?
What's that?
How much did they talk to you about your character?
That character was big. It was a big issue, but you know what? Character's not an issue with me. You know, I'm clean off the field, and I'm the type of guy that you want in the locker room. I'm the type of guy that's going to go by the rules and do the right thing.
Did you expect to go this high?
You know what? I did. I always expected to go high. You know, I was a little nervous, had a lot of family around me, so that put a little extra load of pressure on me. But, you know, when I got that phone call, you know, it was a blessing, and I was just happy to be in that red again.
You mentioned Dante Hall. Is there anybody else that you might model your game after?
You know what? I watched a lot of Barry Sanders growing up, a lot of Ward Dunn growing up. But right now, I watched a lot of Chris Johnson, you know, and I try to pattern my skills around some of those guys, but at the end of the day, I want to make a name for myself. I want to be known as Dexter McCluskey.
Dexter, I'm sure that over the years you've probably just beaten the tar out of Eric Berry when you played Tennessee, didn't you?
Well, this is the first year we played him this year, and I had quite a game, you know, 4 touchdowns and 282 yards, but he's a great player, but, you know, it's all about how you perform when lights are on.
What do you think about having that guy now on your team as a teammate?
What's that?
What do you think about having Eric Berry on your team as a teammate?
I know he's a class A guy, and he works hard, and you know what? With him working hard and me working hard and the whole team working hard, you know, good things ought to come.
What about the possibility of maybe running some wildcat for the Chiefs as a quarterback?
Sounds good. I'm like a deer in the headlight every time I hit the wildcat formation. I think I'll fit in it. You know, just we're presented with the right opportunity, and I promise 99.9% of the time I won't let you down.
Okay.
Dexter, who's your agent?
Brian Mackler, out of New York, Sports Star.
Right.